I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, in some more outdoor information, the Glacial Lakes Walleye League ended up their year with their championship fish, and the winners were Chad Auger, Dan Sunny, and Marty Mack, and they ended up with 11.74 pounds. Jim Peterson, Anthony Peterson, Greg Peterson in second, Bob Lee, Justin Starr, and Mark Stottom in third, Paul Imdahl, Chris Bronson, Chris Paul in fourth, and Josh Spies, Dave Bueller, and Phil Rommel took fifth place. Events coming up for this long weekend: Patriotic Campsite Decorating Contest at Lake Cochrane, also Sandy Shores, and also Pickerel Lake, and Lake Ponset, and Oakwood Lake. If you want some more information for Watertown, 882-5200. And for Pickerel, 486-4753, Lake Ponset, 983-5085. Enjoy your long weekend. This is Don Fierstead with the Outdoor Report. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake, talking to Donna at Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side. And fishermen that have been out during the week or the end of last weekend, are they finding more perch?
They're still finding some perch. We had some pretty good wind on Sunday and Monday. And actually, I had a gentleman that went out and targeted those walleyes with that breeze. And he had six walleyes. He kept two of them. One was 17 and one was over 21. So that's encouraging to see. But most of the people coming to the lake right now are looking for those perch. Of course, Tuesday, Wednesday, it just went flat calm, not even a whisper of wind on the lake, making it kind of a challenge for any type of fish to bite. They seem to like that water movement as a little agitation and getting them going. If you're working the evening hours, that seems to be the best time of day. Low light hours, things start to cool off a little bit. I don't know if it's more for comfort of the fishermen or the fish, but if you see more people out there in the evening hours, late afternoon, looking for those perch. And yeah, if you work at it, you're going to get a limit of 15 nice fish, 10-inch plus. Still using the traditional spikes, piece of night crawler, just a nice little vertical jig over the side of the boat.
Now, where you're setting, if we have that strong south winds for a few days, can they still get out at your place and get fishing?
Yep, on the South Dakota shoreline, you know, Hartford Beach, Kramer's, that Rocky Ledge access, in front of us, all should be easy getting in and out. It's going to be more of a challenge is moving around and working the Minnesota side.
Well, Don at Schmitz and Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, fishing in the area starting up in that Ponset Brookings area, working south. What's been going on?
You know, I'd say overall it's kind of slowed down. That doesn't mean you can't still catch some fish, but you know, we had that Sinai bite going for a couple weeks. They were getting a bunch of crappies and stuff like that, and I think there's still some successful parties catching perch and crappies, but I've also talked to some other folks that went out there and struggled to catch a few fish. So it definitely slowed from what it was 2-3 weeks ago. As far as Lake Thompson, still getting some, you know, not so good reports out of there. Sounds like it's hit and miss. Sounds like you may go out and you're probably going to catch some white bass out there and maybe a pike or two. But, you know, some days you catch some walleye, some days you don't. And I haven't really heard much of a perch bite out there. The 81 lakes have been kind of quiet. I know that they were catching a few perch, but that's kind of seemed to have slowed down. Seems like once again you're catching little white bass, some smallmouth bass, and an occasional walleye there. So further south, Madison Lakes have just been quiet. We really haven't heard much out of the Madison Lakes. I would guess that you can still pick up some fish on Lake Madison. They were getting some perch and some smaller walleyes, 12, 13-inch walleyes out there. did just get a report off of Twin Lakes down by Montrose. Sounds like you can go down there and catch some perch. You have to do a little bit of sorting, but there's a few nice keepers in the mix, so that's been pretty good. Really haven't heard anything off the Big Sioux River. I'm sure this time of year you can pick up a few catfish, but haven't gotten any recent reports. So I'd say fishing around the region right now is kind of that late summer doldrums.
You know, Dave, for the last few years, with the exception of this spring, there's been kind of a perch bite on Lake Herman there, you know, in Madison on the west side. But would that be a lake to target this fall for perch at all, or walleyes?
You know, I think it's got an okay walleye population and some perch. Yeah, it's been a few years since that spring perch bite happened up in that north end. You know, typically late summer, early fall, that lake produces some walleyes and a few perch. But it's been pretty quiet out there this year.
Have you put a graph up at all about your findings this year?
You know, they just got them up on the web. It's on the Southeast Lakes page of the Game Fish and Park site. And, yeah, all our netting results are up there from this year for perch, walleyes, you know, crappies, et cetera. And there's some pretty interesting stuff. You know, there's still some pretty good perch and walleye populations on both Oakwood lakes, even though East Oakwood was hit pretty hard this spring and last spring. But things are still looking good. So if you want to get a feel for what our fish populations are like with the most recent data, it's a good place to look.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, thank you. Now we travel up to the Webster Game Fish and Parks offices, biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, last week you were going to finish up on Cattail Kettle, and then, of course, another lake on East Krause, and then you were in the process of test netting Bitter Lake. Bring us up to speed on all three of those bodies of water.
Okay, yeah, last week we had crews on, like you said, East Krause as well as Cattail Kettle. Both lakes are very similar, low numbers of walleyes we found. Cattail did have a few nicer fish in a couple nets, but overall the catch rates were pretty low as far as walleyes go. Both lakes had, I would say, moderate amounts of perch, but the perch tend to be small. Most of them are in that 4 to probably 7, 8 inches. Very few bigger fish in those as far as perch go. So, yeah, I would say both those lakes aren't looking the greatest right now. We've had some poor success with our stockings on walleyes in recent years. Hopefully that'll turn around soon and we get those lakes going again. This week, yeah, we are down on Bitter Lake. Bitter's looking pretty good still. excuse me. We're seeing about 12.5 walleyes thus far per gill net this week. And that equates, since we did switch gill nets, that's pretty similar to what we had last year, about mid-20s probably for our old gill nets. Approximately 50% of the fish are over the 15 inches now, so we did see some growth on those walleyes this year. And we've been looking at their food habits as we're going, and some of the bigger fish are continuing to eat some smaller fish, but the small fish that are less than 15 inches are primarily eating invertebrates, a lot of midges, again, they're eating. What we are finding is a fair number of gizzard shad. We did stock gizzard shad adults in there for the walleyes to eat their young of the year of those fish this spring. Unfortunately, those gizzard shad grew really well, and a lot of them are probably too big now for the smaller walleyes to eat. They're pushing them 5-6 inches. But the big walleyes seem to be doing well on them still, as well as they're eating a lot of little white bass out there.
Will those shad just continue to grow?
They will grow this year, but they'll probably die this winter. They can't take the cold water temps, and so they make a pretty good forage fish for us. We put a few adults in there, and they produce a lot of food for the walleyes, and then once winter comes, the adults will more likely die as well as anything they produced. So we don't end up with, like down south, they end up with high densities of the two gizzard shad that are too big. And we should not end up with those simply because they can't survive our winters.
How about as far as fishing? Is it Waban Bitter still getting most of the pressure?
Yeah, I would say Bitter's the primary lake right now. When we were down there yesterday, there was probably 30-35 boats fishing it. We did see two boats leaving that had their limit, and that was about 11:45. They were already done with their two-man limit on each boat. So fishing tends to be pretty good still. Good numbers of walleyes being caught down there, as well as a few perch mixed in. And that's, I forgot to mention, when we're in our gill nets, we're seeing pretty good numbers of perch, probably better than what we saw last year. A lot of those fish are in that 11 to 12-inch bracket or so. So there's some really nice perch in there still.
Any other lakes getting much fishing pressure?
Enemy Swim's got a little bit of pressure. Still, I've heard the bite on the bluegills and the crappies has slowed down a little bit. But there's still, a fair amount of people tending to go there and try it for the bluegills.
And as far as water conditions, do you know of any other lakes that are real difficult to get a boat in? Swan must be getting a little bit touchy now.
Yeah, I would say Swan's a difficult one. I haven't seen a boat on there for a few weeks now, and when you drive by, you can see the tires on the boat dock when they roll it out, so there's not a lot of water at the end of the dock there. We were on Reitz this week, and that one's improved as the water's gone down. It's a little better angle now, so it's easier to launch there. I know Hazleton's going to be a tough one. I'm guessing there's others out there that are getting tough because we're losing lots of water, that's for sure.
Brian Blackwell at the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks, conservation officer and boating instructor Bryce McVicker. And I guess right around here, water conditions where they can get in lakes, anything happening in the last week?
There's starting to be a few more guys looking to shore fish as we move into fall a little bit with kind of cooler temperatures in the evenings, but no real new fish bites going on anywhere. The main places that we're seeing fish and the main places that we're seeing fishermen are the same. Ponset's still really busy. Not a whole lot of change there. A lot of boats just really looking for that perch bite to pick up and not a lot going on. And Dry Lake number 2 in Indian Springs, definitely more fish coming out of both of those bodies of water than we're seeing on Ponset. The perch are biting pretty good on Indian Springs this week, so we'll see if that sustains for very long. And there's been some really nice walleyes mixed in there as well. A lot of over 20-inch fish. And happened to throw some walleye back as well, but very nice fish coming out of Indian Springs and Dry too.
Well, the pheasant brood survey is all finished, and you worked the Coddington County route, didn't you?
I did, yes.
And how did you end up with your route?
Coddington County was, if I remember the numbers correctly, was about 20% down from last year, so we were roughly right on with the state numbers. My route is right, starts around the Watertown City landfill and ends up west of Henry, and I saw 11 broods on my best route, I believe. So that's roughly what I usually see, 10 to 15 broods in a year, so not terribly down, but down a little bit, and I would say that's probably on par with what I've been seeing. However, talking to some other folks seem to think that they've been seeing more birds. So as always, it's nice to see those numbers so we have an idea heading into fall, but we always kind of are surprised once we get to fall as to what that bird level really is.
And of course they can go on the Game Fish and Parks website now and that for all the details of the outlook, the brood survey itself and 10-year trends, and that's just on the Game Fish and Parks website.
Yeah, you can go on there. It breaks numbers down by area, by town, and then, like you said, it does break things down for the last 10 years, so you can kind of see what those trends have been doing.
Well, Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown Game Fish and Parks office, thank you. Well, now we head out to Carl's Bait in the Pier area, talking to Deputy Dan Miller. And I guess, first of all, down below the Bad River all the way down, I hear it's still good for walleyes.
Oh, yes, very good. Wind and weather permitting, of course. And they've been getting a lot of nice fish. It gets kind of heavy traffic, so guys should get away from the main bunch of boats, and you'll still catch plenty of fish. A lot of them in that 16 to 19 inch range, but they're in very good shape.
How about as far as up above, still getting pressure from salmon fishermen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I just, and there's a direct correlation to the number of boats. When you got a lot of boats up there, sometimes 35 to 50, and that concentrated in that face of the dam intake structure area, not very many fish are caught. But the last few days, there's only been like 7-8 boats out at a time, and it makes a world of difference. They're catching 2, 3, 4 fish a day now, and that a lot of them in that 18-19 range. But there's only rumor, but I heard that, well, some guys were in here and the buddies were still out fishing, and they thought they had a new state record. But I called down, since my scale only goes to 30 pounds, called down to the quota mark, but it hadn't come in there yet, so we'll just have to see. But rumors, you know, everybody thinks they got a big fish, and it turns out to be a lot smaller than they think. But we'll see. The big one's out there.
Okay, well, Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait in Fort Pierre, thank you. Well, now we travel out to the Whitlock Bay Supper Club Pro Guide, Chuck Krause. And first of all, Chuck, that time of the year, usually September 1st, people kind of want the salmon to be around Sutton Bay up to Whitlock Bay. But have you had anybody fishing or catching any salmon?
Not a lot of fishing pressure yet, Dom. I have heard of a story of somebody that caught two over in Whitlock Bay. They were actually trying to catch salmon, just pulling plugs over there. And so, you know, I've heard that. I haven't heard anything else since. That's been old news. That's been over a week ago. But traditionally, like by, you know, Labor Day weekend, this is kind of a kickoff, it seems like, when they just kind of start, people start coming out and actually, you know, fishing from shore or trolling from the boat, either way. So I look for that to start picking up here in the next few days.
It's pretty weird that we haven't had that kind of cold front to lower the water temps. I suppose it's still 75 to 80, isn't it?
Yeah, I was out the other day, and it was 76 degrees yet, so it just hasn't backed down. We're doing real good with smallmouth out here, you know, and the thing that's pretty neat about fishing them is the size of them. We had a 5.5-pounder the other day, our biggest so far in the season. We've had a 6.2 has been our biggest, but that's been most of the excitement for us. The walleyes are still out deep, and just kind of waiting for them to come back in.
You've fished a couple times below the dam and pier in the last week. Is that pretty good fishing?
It has been, yeah. For the most part, when we've got groups that want to catch consistent walleye, that's what we've been doing, is going down there, just fishing shallow, doing just a plain hook and a worm. Some guys are putting spinners on. Some guys are doing crankbaits. We've just been live baiting with the bottom bouncer and hook and worm, and we've caught our limit every time that we've been down there. Now, September 1st, it goes to a 15-inch. Last week when we were down, we only had a couple of fish that would have been under 15 inches, and we haven't had anything over 20, so just a lot of nice 16, 17, 18. I think 19 and three quarters has been our biggest, so at least there's some place we can go that we can get some consistent fish.
Chuck Krause, a guide out of the Whitlock Bay Supper Club, thank you. Now we travel up to Webster and talking to Doug at the Sportsman's Cove there. And as far as fishing, is it still kind of wabe bitter and maybe a little bit of bluegill or crappie on enemy?
You know, we're not hearing too much on wabe. You know, the guys have been going out there, been doing a little bit more white bass fishing than they have been walleye fishing, at least the fellas we've been talking to. But again, bitter, you know, bitter's got a... The size is fattened up a little bit. The fish looking pretty decent right now. It's certainly not a June bite. We don't have the 90% success rate that we kind of get accustomed to in June, but probably 60% or so now are doing well. So we get an angler now and then doesn't find them, but a lot of guys do. So,
anybody trying area lakes, different lakes?
You know, the enemy swim bite remains good on the bluegills. You got to work for them a little bit, but the quality seems good again this year, so that's been a strong bite. Guy down there sliding up the opitz or clear buffalo, but for the most part, it seems like it's Bitter Lake and enemy swim currently.
Hey, Doug, what do they use as far as the best or the popular lures and the bait for the bluegills?
You know, a lot of guys will use a slow death hook, a small slow death hook on a crawler to locate them, find them, get the bites. It can be a little bit tricky to hook by trolling, but that can work well. Then I like to sit down on them, drop anchor, a Haley or a Pilkey with that drop chain, and a pair of waxies or a piece of crawler just works very good. You know, there's lots of ways you can do it, but that's just a good tool. I really like that one.
Are they mainly suspended then?
Not necessarily. I think a lot of guys, I know myself included, fish the bottom foot mostly. 12 to 20 foot, it varies. You can find them a lot at the depths. You don't have to get in the weeds. You can fish outside the weed lines a bit. Humps, you can find them lots of places on that lake. You know, I know I was there a couple weeks ago and you looked around and everybody's spot must have been working because people weren't moving and they were both scattered in a lot of different places on that lake. So
good. Well, good information. Doug up at the Sportsman's Cove in Webster, thank you. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.